Yeh Lu Fan said he was impressed after Chinese delegates gave a presentation at the 147th plenary session of the BIE on the developments of the Shanghai Expo over the last two months. The presentation of the Chinese delegates covered infrastructure, volunteers, the arrival of visitors, and the review of the opening ceremony.Wang Jinzhen, Deputy Chairman of the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade, headed the Chinese delegation and thanked the BIE, the tourists, for the support. BIE Secretary General Vincent Lusertail also praised the organization of the Shanghai Expo, saying that everything was going smoothly and the number of visitors was very likely to meet set targets. The Expo has so far been a great success and there are great expectations for the remaining 4 months, Lusertail said. 那么今天呢我们首先看看上海世博会的一些相关的消息。那么国际展览机构的相关负责人赞扬了此次在上海举办的世博会，称这是一次成功的世博会，非常的让人印象深刻，而且它的游客的参观量呢也达到了预期的效果。 Intergovernmental organization established in 1928, the BIE is the international governing body of expos. It oversees the schedule, bidding and selection process as well as the organizations of the world and international expos. Okay, and after this big major events, let's go to see what's happening in South Africa.And this morning is the closing ceremony of the FIFA World Cup, and finally everything is over for World Cup, and maybe you are still missing some major events or some sports games during this 1 month. But here, fans whose teams have dropped out of the World Cup are finding there is plenty to keep them in South Africa even after their soccer dreams die. From cuddling baby lions,to driving with sharks, South Africa has a myriad of attractions and is eager for football visitors to sample the goods in the hopes that their enthusiastic tales when they get home will help boost tourism. 那么在今天凌晨的时候呢，南非世界杯也落下了帷幕，为期一个月的轰轰烈烈世界杯呢也进行了收官之战。很多人呢其实对南非都恋恋不舍，特别是已经到了南非观看过世界杯或者是没有机会进场而在南非进行旅游的一些人们。那么很多人呢其实到了南非不一定唯一的目的就是观看世界杯，因为南非呢有很多非常美丽的自然风光，很多人呢会到他的这个克鲁格野生动物园呢去看一些非洲五霸这些动物，像是一些狮子啊，还有其他的一些野生动物。So here, Chris Dorsey and his friends began their 3-week tour in Johannesburg, South Africa's City of Gold, before viewing wildlife in Kruger, the country's top game park. He said, "We saw leopards. There was incredible. Would we have come to South Africa if it wasn't for the World Cup? Maybe one day, but he's definitely convinced us to come explore now. This is an American." Also, South Africa spent about 40 billion rand, which is equals to 5.21 billion US dollars on the 1 month event, hoping to attract millions more tourists in the next few years. And the reverse negative advance reporting that painted it only as ridden with violent crime. Someone said, "You always hear about how dangerous this country is, but I've had no problems at all," said Tom Flynn, a 19-year-old England fan. Before jumping 260 meters from the world's tallest bridge, bungee jump, outside Plettenberg Bay, clad in the England wig and the flowery dress. 那么有一位来自英国的这个小伙子，他是英格兰队的粉丝。那么他刚刚呢玩了这个世界上最高的这个蹦极游戏，他说他觉得其实这个国家一点都不危险，没有传说中的那么危险。那么我们也知道在此前南非世界杯开幕的时候呢，很多的媒体包括很多的游客呢都在说南非的治安的问题。 But he thinks it's not that dangerous at all, but he is totally enjoy the whole event. Like thieves have targeted players and journalists during the tournament, but so far it was been free of everything but major crimes, which in most cases have been swiftly and sternly dealt with by police and special courts. Up to 370,000 foreigners were expected for the soccer spectacular, most visiting the continent for the first time. 据官方的一个统计呢，本次南非世界杯来到南非进行旅游或者是观看比赛的这些外国人呢，加起来一共是37万左右。那也是这个非洲大陆呢首次迎来这么多的到访者。而且同时呢，有关部门也称，希望呢通过这次的南非世界杯呢，能够吸引更多的人来到非洲大陆，来到南非来旅游，来促进当地旅游业和经济的发展。With an expensive long-haul flight between South Africa and the most fervent soccer fans in Europe and South America, numbers are way down on Germany in 2006, but there was expected and authorities are convinced the benefits will be big.An officer of South Africa Tourism said, "We couldn't get better advertisement for the country. Many people who are living are going to recommend South Africa as a holiday destination and they also may come back." Experts say the word of mouth impact could be worth more than many expensive advertising campaign. And yet, although the country's riches are vast,From sandy beaches, dramatic scenery and wildlife to trendy nightlife, most visitors have stuck to the host cities and to their routes between the stadiums. Here, FaceAdrenaline, the company which organizes the bungee jumps, lies on the coast between Port Elizabeth and Cape Town and benefits each time visiting fans pass through. 那么刚才提到的呢，就是尽管呢这37万的这个旅游者来到了南非，但是大部分的人呢其实都是在比赛场馆的城市或者是这个城市的周边来进行旅游。像是刚才提到的这个蹦极的地方呢，它就坐落在伊丽莎白港和开普敦之间。所以大家在开车路过或者是坐或者是旅游路过此地的时候呢，都会选择去来这次的 bungee jump。Being near the French, Japanese and Danish team, base camps helped, said Gore Solomon, the group's operation manager. He said tourism around here comes to an almost standstill this year, this time of the year. Now we get some 120 people a day. This is a traditional low season in South Africa, hosting the first Winter Soccer World Cup for 3 decades. Some operators said World Cup bookings had topped their high season Christmas levels. Sites said beachparties in sunny Durban and music events in Cape Town, the tournament had reinforced South Africa's status as an all-year-round tourism destination. Okay, and that was today's first part of English Evening. Now let's move on to business. 接下来呢，我们来听听财经资讯。First one.China's January to May coal imports jumped 113% on robust industrial demand. 今年1到5月份中国的碳进口增长 114%. China's coal imports surged 114.3% on year to 68.98 million tons in the January to May period on the back of strong industrial demand, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology said recently. In a statement posted on its website, the MIIT attributes the increased demand to the power, steel, cement and chemical fertilizer industries. Boosted by robust economicGrowth, limited supply and summer's high electricity consumption, coal imports will grow over coming months, an analyst said, underpinning the global coal price. On May 28, 2010, the price of coal at Australia's Newcastle port was $97.8 per ton.And $13 higher than January, the MIIT statement said. Coal prices increased 4.7% month on month in May, a rate of increase 3.5 percentage points higher than the previous month. China was a net coal exporter in the decades before 2007. In 2009, China imported 126 million tons of coal and exported 22 million tons. Those imports are now accounted for more than one-fifth of the world's total coal trade. Next one. U.S. service sector grows at a slower pace in June. 美国服务业在六月份缓慢增长。The U.S. service sector grew in June for the 6th consecutive month, but at a slower rate than in May and short of economists' expectation, an industry trade group reported recently. The non-manufacturing index, which measures activities in the service sector, dropped to 53.8 last month from 55.4 in May, the Institute for Supply Management said in its monthly survey. A rating above 50 indicates that the service sector is generally expanding, while below 50 indicates contraction. Economists have expected a rating of 55 for June. The index is closely watched because the service sector absorbs about 80% of U.S. non-farm workforce and is a key indicator for the overall health of the economy and the labor market. Meanwhile, the new orders index decreased 2.7 percentage points to 54.4 in June, and the employment index slipped 0.7 percentage points to 49.7 according to the report. 15 industries reported growth in June, including real estate, entertainment, information, and the others. Well, finance and insurance is among the few industries that reported contraction. Alright, that was today's best news, and now let's take a break, listen to a song, LDN by Lily Allen. That was LDN by Lily Allen. Now let's move on to BBC Learning English.
Hi, Joe. That's a nice shirt you're wearing today. Where did you get it?
Actually, it was a real bargain.
怎么是打了折买的呀? How much?
Well, actually, I bought it at the supermarket for just a few pounds. And you're going to hear a lot more about cheap clothes in today's BBC Learning English program.
好啊，我们今天就来看看在英国怎么样少花钱也一样能时尚。我是孙晨。
The cheap fashion business in the UK is booming at the moment.
是啊，现在可真是商业极其发达，要想买便宜的衣服，还不光是主流的品牌商店、流的品牌商店里，现在啊，就连超市也开始卖衣服了。
So it's not unusual to come back from buying your weekly food with a nice new pair of jeans or shoes that probably won't have cost a lot of money.
不过要说起来啊，便宜的衣服呢也不是什么新鲜事儿，只不过以前没有现在这么流行罢了。Jane McNally 就是这样的一位廉价服装品牌特许经营的主管，他们的品牌呢就是 Peacocks。
Why are cheap fashion suddenly so popular?
I think today's sort of fashion shopper is a lot more fashion aware than they've ever been before. And I think this confidence has built up among the consumers, so they don't have to rely on a particular label or brand, and so they're quite happy to shop around. They want to achieve the look, they don't want to spend a fortune in getting there, because they've got a lot of other priorities to spend their cash on nowadays. So I think it's becomeperfectly acceptable now to shop in a value retailer.
Jane said today's fashion shopper is a lot more fashion aware.
To be aware 就是意识到，现在追求服装时尚的人啊，可是比以前任何年代都要更关注自己是不是更时尚。而且在这些消费群体当中，信心是他们的重要支柱。英语当中建立起来就是
To build up confidence.And consumers
就是消费者，现在的消费者在逛街的时候可是越来越自信了，他们也再也不依靠什么品牌来锁定自己要买什么东西了，依靠就是
to rely on and labels and brands.
Label 就是标价， brands 说的是品牌，现在大多数的消费者都喜欢逛更多的商店。
To shop aroundConsumers these days want to look good and fashionable, or as Jane says, they want to achieve the looks, but they don't want to spend a fortune doing that. To spend a fortune.
就是花一大笔钱 ,a fortune, 说的就是一大笔钱。这种词啊，你在逛街的时候，我想肯定用得着。
I spent a fortune today.So British people want to look good, but don't want to spend a lot of money doing so, because they have a lot of other priorities for spending their cash on nowadays.
现在人们最关心的 priorities 也有所不同。在花钱方面呢 ,cash 这个词啊是经常说得到的，就是现金的意思。
And because of this, it has become perfectly acceptable to shop in a value retailer.
To be acceptable, 可以接受。To be perfectly acceptable, 完全可以接受。A value retailer, 就是卖比较廉价的时装店。Have a listen to Jane again.
I think today's sort of fashion shopper is a lot more fashion aware than they've ever been before. And I think this confidence has built up among the consumers, so they don't have to rely on a particular label or brand, and so they're quite happy to shop around. They want to achieve the look, they don't want to spend a fortune in getting there, because they've got a lot of other priorities to spend their cash on nowadays. So I think it's become, perfectly acceptable now to shop in a value retailer.
We also spoke to Melanie Rickey, who works for the UK fashion magazine Grazia. She thinks that perhaps cheap fashions don't have the same good quality that expensive brands do.
要她说起来呢，在买衣服的时候，你必须要非常有眼光。
Discerning, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-I-N-G. You have to be discerning. If you only want to wear something for 2 weeks,then it's fine not to spend a lot of money, say £10.
也就是差不多150块钱吧。不过他倒是说，就是因为便宜，所以这些衣服啊可不新穿。但是你就是要为了穿那么两个星期，那这些便宜的衣服又有什么不好呢？
I think you have to be quite discerning. If you're going to buy something you'll only wear for 2 weeks that costs you £10, fine. But if you're going to buy a handbag or shoes or coat or, you need to spend a bit more money on it because you need the quality, you need it to last. And cheap clothes don't last.
Jane McNally actually disagrees with Melanie though.
Jane 对这个想法看起来挺不满意。
Jane says that cheap fashions have become so popular recently because they have improved in recent years. A few years ago, cheap clothes may not have lasted a long time, but that's not really the case now.
那要这么说呢，这些便宜衣服以前啊是穿不了多久，但是在最近几年，这种局面已经在很大程度上得到了改变。Here's Jane.
I think also that the best value retailers have really upped the ante massively in terms of their fashion content over the last few years. We've actually spent a lot of time and effort on getting our fit and quality standards absolutely correct. I think maybe going back a couple of years, there was some work to be done, but nowadays I think our fit and quality standards are really there.
Let's just take a look at some of Jane's language.She says the best value retailers have upped the ante massively in terms of their fashion content over the last few years. To up the ante.
就是提高竞争水准。现在这些廉价的时装店啊，已经在很大程度上提高了自身的竞争实力。
Massively. They've upped the ante a lot in terms of fashion content. In terms of.
就是就什么而言。那就是说就时装的款式而言 Jane 说啊他们公司用了很多时间来提高他们款式和制作水准衣服合身啊就是
Fit and quality standards
质量水准你要是回到过去几年呢
If you go back a couple of years there was some work to be done
还有很多地方需要改进现在他说他们已经达到了这个水平 Jane 用了这么一个短语
Now we are thereNow we've achieved a good standard, good quality. Let's just recap some of today's fashion language so far in this program. We talked about building up confidence.
建立自信。
And very important for shopping, consumers.
消费者。
We heard the word labels.
标价。
Brands.
品牌。
You might spend a fortune when you're shopping.
花一大笔钱。
And you need...Cash to shop.
说的是现金。
And you can buy cheap fashions at value retailers.
说的是廉价的专卖店。
We talked about being discerning.
得有好眼光。
And those value retailers have really upped the ante in recent years.
提高竞争力。我们刚才听到的是时装界的业内人士在跟我们说廉价时装和品牌时装上的对比。我们下面该听英国的消费者们都是怎么看的了。
Do British people prefer to buy cheaper clothes, as the recent success of cheap fashions would suggest, or are there lots of fans of designer labels?
时装化的大品牌。
Listen out for an interesting expression that means ordinary or normal.
I used to buy an awful lot of designer clothes, but then I discovered the percentage markup on them, and that put me right off them.
I don't really put a focus on the brand. I guess I just have to like the piece of clothing.
I never, ever, ever buy designer labels because I refuse to pay to advertise somebody's label.
It depends on the occasion where I'm going. Like if I'm going to a wedding, I would go for a designer at that time.
I do buy designer labels if I buy a suit, for example, for work, but just casually, I just buy run-of-the-mill jeans.And tops.
So, did you catch the expression meaning ordinary, normal? It was run of the mill.
Run of the mill, 就是一般般。
Anyway, one woman said she used to buy designer labels.
这位女士说呢，她以前啊老是买些个大名牌，那为什么她现在不买了呢？
Well, she discovered the percentage markup on them.
Percentage, 百分比 Markup, 就是标价后来他发现原来有些大牌子的衣服实际上呢制造的非常廉价但是卖的却是非常贵
So the markup is very big So she stopped buying them One woman said she would never buy designer labels because she refuses
她拒绝她可不想给这些牌子啊做活广告那做广告呢就是 to advertise
She refuses to advertise someone else's label. Another person said they don't like to focus on brands.
就是关注什么事儿？他说啊，现在牌子呢已经不是他最关心的了，他关心的是衣服本身。
But there are some people who are happy to buy designer clothes. One woman said, it depends on the occasion.
是要得看什么场合。她说呀，比如说要是参加一个婚礼，那么穿一件很名牌的上衣，再穿一双大名牌的鞋，那是一定的了。
Another occasion to buy a designer label would be for a suit for work.
一套西服。
But that man gave us the interesting expression, run of the mill. He said he would wear a designer suit for work, but casually...
休闲。那休闲服呢就是 casual clothes。
Casually, he would just wear run-of-the-mill jeans and tops.
这位男士啊倒是更愿意穿普通的牛仔和一般的上衣。上衣呢就是 tops。英国人啊通常把上身穿的衬衫啊 T 恤啊这些衣服都叫做 a top。
Let's listen to those people again.
I used to buy an awful lot of designer clothes, but then I discovered the percentage markup on them, and that put me right off them.
I don't really put a focus on the brand. I guess I just have to like the piece of clothing.
I never, ever, ever buy designer labels because I refuse to pay to advertise somebody's label.
It depends on the occasion where I'm going. Like if I'm going to a wedding, I would go for a designer at that time.
I do buy designer labels if I buy a suit, for example, for work, but just casually. I just buy run-of-the-mill jeans and tops.
Let's take another look at some more of today's language. We talked about designer labels.
知名的时装品牌。
And we learned the expression run-of-the-mill.
一般般。
A percentage.
百分比。那在英语当中的标价应该怎么说呢？
Markup.
还有拒绝。
To refuse.
做广告。
To advertise.
关注。
To focus on something.
那要说一套西服，英语就是
suit, a suit.
休闲服呢
casual clothes.
最后就是英国人通常把上衣都叫做什么呢
？Yes, that was a top. And that just about brings us to the end of our fashionable BBC Learning English program. Are you someone who likes designer labels, Sun Chen, or do you prefer cheap fashions?
I would like to have more cheap clothes, but you know, sometimes if on occasion you have to wear something which is very special. What about you, Joe?
Well, as you heard at the start of the program, I love to find a bargain.
Ha, Joe 是特别喜欢买衣服的时候讨价还价 so you like to shop around for cheap fashions.
That's right. I think the quality is fine, and it means you can have a better variety of clothes because you can buy more.
这个说的不错，就现在可以放你去逛街了，因为我们的节目马上也要结束了。
Okay, it's time to go shopping. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Okay, and that was today's BBC Learning English. And that was the end of today's show. Let's wrap today's show with a song, Spotlight by Jennifer Hudson. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
酷皮经济学，
欢迎来到酷皮经济学。今日查点：稀缺 （scarcity）。经济学所说的稀缺，是指相对于人们的欲望来说，资源是永远不够的。普通人追逐金钱、权力、名望、爱情。 富可敌国的洛克菲勒想活到100岁，却在98岁那年逝世。秦始皇横扫六国也没能长生不老。所以说，稀缺是经济学的基本问题，也是任何人都必须面对的问题。
瑞士一波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴。瑞士一波路表。
北京时间23点整。
中央人民广播电台经济之声 China Business Radio， 每一次倾听都有价值。